This is a Zach Feldman Show replay on ZRadioLive.com.
The WebZ Music Station, Z Radio Live. This is the Zach Feldman Show. Joining me over the phone is an artist. His name is Element of Eight, and he has a song we're going to hear in just a little bit called Seaside. But Element of Eight, thanks for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show. How's everything going?
Thank you for having me here, Zach. I'm doing great. Actually, honestly, just saying this is my very first interview on the radio, and I'm really excited about how it goes.
Well, I'm glad to be your first, you know, I mean, that's an honor. But, you have a great lineup of music, you know, you're an EDM artist, and you're all the way in Poland, too. I mean, you know, that's just such a cool mix-up of things, you know. Tell me about, you know, getting into music in the first place. You know, how did you first discover this is what you wanted to do?
Oh, all right. Yeah, so I started very early, actually. I started like as a kid. I found somewhere in my grandma's house accordion, which actually my grandfather was playing on. I was trying to play on this because I was too tiny for holding it. I found a way, you know, just to stretch and play the keys on this. But very quick, I realized that it's something that I really like to do. And like moving forward, so like very first contact with the music, actually playing on the instrument, that was very early. And later on, that I was, of course, inspired and impressed by a lot of different musicians, and I was definitely going towards playing guitar as well. But at some certain point, actually, somebody played guitar, you know, when I always was a kid. Mm-hmm. And I realized that this is something I really want to do. So I started playing guitar. I played in a garage band, playing actually a little bit heavier music that I play right now. And I started playing in a band later on, high school, like typical garage band, making probably more noise than music itself. Mm-hmm. But that was something I started with. Later on, I got to the point, maybe something else. I noticed early that my vision was like very different from the rest of the band. Mm-hmm. In many ways, my desire to play and create, how I want to arrange this, how I wanted to put something which is not, you know, like quite conventional very frequently. I want to use like a bit stronger sound somewhere, uh-huh. Just put something that was perceived like odd very frequently. And they said that I had like a lot of input from my band colleagues that no, it's probably not will be the best idea. But later on, when we play this, you know, during like small concerts in high school, that was actually perceived as something interesting and something like innovative, I would say. Some actually of them that I played with, they are like well-known artists on the Polish music scene now. So it's like that was the beginning.
And you know what? And it grew into what it is today, which is, you know, you're creating these EDM DJ tracks, you know, and you're on SoundCloud, you're all over the place on social media. You know, when did you finally see that, you know, instead of the band aspect of things, you know, I'm going to go into the bedroom producing part of it?
Yes. Okay. So that's the question. That was the point where I was tired of a little bit of the different moods of artists I work with. So professionally, I'm some kind of strict mind. So I plan and arrange accordingly to the plan, which I think is optimal for me. So this is also the way how I think. But from the other hand, I'm like very empathetic person and very sensitive. So music is the way of expressing emotions, my emotions, mainly those that are difficult to express as any other way. So I realized that like impact of other colleagues in a band was like too big for me to accept that I was just losing the part of myself in this and this production. So that's why I decided to go by myself and produce individually.
And now you're also creating music videos that are like full-on blockbuster movies. I mean, they're incredible. One of them is one of the for the song "Fluid State of Mind," which you created. That music video looks just like absolutely like it's a 4K cinema movie. You know, with all the graphics and the people walking through and, you know, using the VR headset, just everything looks incredible about it. Do you have a team that you're working with, you know, to kind of create these videos?
Yes, I have a very good guy who creates who's responsible for videos productions, and I'm really really satisfied with and always amazed with the output of his part of art, because I know that not everyone is like typical listener, and people mostly are perceiving all of the impulses from, you know, like just seeing. So video is some kind of like important part just to get to the people that are not, you know, like mainly listening is not their main channel of perceiving information. So video is like very very important from most of the people, I guess, point of view. But so this is like something I have actually a lot of ideas about my videos. I have some concept, but the person who's responsible for making videos for me has actually, I have a lot of trust in his opinion and his ideas. And actually, most likely, I'm just only saying a couple of the words that what I would like to have, how I would like to look like. And
he's kind of taking the idea from you. In a sense.
Yeah, I actually this is so interesting that I've never had, you know, like we had to do a review and I needed any corrections on the video. So I was like, at the first time I was receiving something from him, I was like, all right, this is exactly what I want to have. So so that's
and it worked out pretty well. I mean, it's incredible. You know, I'm a filmmaker too, so it's like looking at that stuff, it just looks incredible. And it's so high quality, and it goes so well with the music that you're producing for it too. You know, when you're going into the studio and you're creating your first beat, you know, for a brand new song, I mean, what are some of the elements that you kind of start with? Like, where do you go when it comes to figuring out what creative idea we're gonna put down on the table?
Yeah, so that there are actually two sides of the coin. You know, the one is like theory. the second thing is actually how I do this, because I. Very frequently I got the feedback from the people, especially like a couple years ago, not even a couple, but like 10 years ago, like when I started, that there is like some kind of enforced pattern for EDM music. So it's supposed to start with the kick, supposed to like put heads later and the bass and so on, and like append everything on top of this. But I'm like starting like with the music itself. I'm like trying to get something which is the hook of the music, something which is the like the main part of it, and I'm trying to build everything around this.
Yeah.
And later on I'm just getting to things like the bass and the other things. I know that probably for the most of the artists that plays and do EDM music, kick is the most important thing. I've heard from Avicii at during his interview that he said that like the kick itself can do the whole job in the song. So if it's good enough. So I found a little bit true in this statement, but I'm trying to not, you know, like stick to the like typical convention of it. So my parts of drops, my parts of mains and verse are frequently mixed and they are like shifted. So I know that listener that is used to some certain order in a song, it's sometime, you know, a little bit shocked that, oh, I was expecting something else now. But after like listening to the like second or third time, I'm just getting, hey, you know, it's actually somehow I like it. So it's so I'm not trying to do everything, you know, just by rule. And
yeah,
and
and you're trying to, you know, you're trying to create something unique, which is really great, you know, as an artist too, trying to get the originality going in a sense, you know, because there's so many different EDM people out there, you know, and there's so many different styles of EDM, you know, and your sound definitely has that, you know, that different catch, which is so awesome to hear. And I'm excited for people to hear it too. We're going to hear the song Seaside in just a little bit. But you know, obviously we're talking with Elements of Eight. You know, before we do hear the song Seaside, tell us a little about that song.
Yeah, so this song actually was one of the songs that I released as a video. That was one of the very first one. I found this there was some compromise on this, because that was like very close to my heart, very close to my style, and that was also like the closest to, like, you know, some kind of standards of, like, I would say, like, average ADM person listens to. So I decided that maybe this is something that I could share. I could get some feedback. That was like very first step and of like publishing this. And actually I was surprised with the feedback, with the output of it, and and then actually that drove me, and since that video I also release three next ones. Each of them is in a different little bit mood, but convention is quite similar. I'm trying to avoid vocals. I just keep everything on a music level. Because using some kind of very, very detailed appreciators synths, doesn't give enough space for the vocalist to sing. So either way, the decision had to be made, and it was made this way.
And it was golden too, because it's come out. You know, it's been out for a long time. It's gotten tons and tons of traffic on social media for this song, and you know, people are loving it.
Thank you for saying this. This is very motivating what you are saying, and this is definitely the reason why I'm doing this, and the reason why I'm working on the music also, because besides that, this is just a part of my self expression. It's you know, every good word about the fruit of this, it's something positive. I mentioned something about vocals. I also work now on a project with famous vocalist on the Polish music scene, just working on like typical pop songs. So this is actually a little bit experimental for both of us, because I'm like playing something more in a pop direction, but very emotional and slower, and he's putting vocals on it. So this is something that probably will be released within a couple months, I guess.
Well, I'm excited for people to hear the song Seaside and explore the whole library. Tell me a little bit about what's going to be happening in the future for Element of Eight. You know, are we going to, are we making more music? Are we going to go on tour? What's the next deal?
That's a good question. So direction which I'm heading is just to preserve the trace of myself, something that will remain after me when I'm gone. So it can be soundtrack in a movie or a long play or single, but long plays and singles are not, you know, like that typical for the EDM music. So I would like to reach out to the certain threshold of the interest. I know somehow it's related to my own level of the popularity, but as they say, I don't care about my face being recognizable, because at first it's some kind of fascinating, but with time it becomes a nuisance. So my goal is just to get to the wider audience, just to be heard, and not playing concerts as of now. I'm just trying to focus on just releasing and working on the music, and just get the bigger audience, get a bigger range in the social media, just to just when I release something, just to get as much interaction as I can.
Well, Element of Eight, thank you so much for coming on the Zach Feldman Show. Seriously, best of luck with the career and best of luck with everything. But right now, we're going to hear your brand new song called Seaside here on the Web City Music Station, Z Radio Live. Element of Eight, thanks again for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show.
Thank you.
Want to hear more? Listen to the Zach Feldman Show every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on ZRadioLive.com.